Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Real World Radio is now in a telephone call with Nora Boyer. She's the coordinator of the Sustainable Development Institute, Friends of the Earth, Liberia. Nora, welcome to Real World Radio. All the solidarity from us. We all know that the country is going through a very hard situation because of this Ebola crisis that you're going through there. Welcome, Nora.
Thank you.
Okay, Nora, we have received some information from the organization that you represent, Sustainable Development Institute, Friends of the Earth Liberia. For example, we have known that treatment centers are full and people infected with Ebola are being turned away and infected the rest of their families. Unfortunately, it's not uncommon at all to hear stories of whole families dying, hospitals are closed, or people are getting dying for treatable diseases like malaria, for example, and typhoid, which can be treated, and they are not because of the situations in which the hospitals are. The whole country, as part of the region also, are going through a radical situation, a very hard situation. We would like to have from you, Nora, an update of what has been happening in the last days in your country about this Ebola crisis.
Yes, at the moment, the Ebola situation is becoming very prevalent within Liberia and within across the regional areas within Liberia. We are experiencing increased number of deaths as well as increased number of cases of affected persons, and the number continues to rise. In fact, from the international expertise, we hear that the situation will continue to get worse, and it's really scaring, and people are even panicking more, continuing to panic more and more. However, we continue to see on one hand that the situation of responding to this crisis is not very effective from our government. We see that there are serious lapses in terms of how they are responding. There is still limited health facilities to address this. People who are affected, the treatment centers are full, the existing ones are full. In fact, they are even insufficient. People are being turned down when they go to get in an effort to get treated. They are turned down. People are dying in their houses because they cannot access health facilities, even in circumstances of being sick from a normal disease, and not even Ebola. So we're having a very dire situation within Liberia. And we need more international support. We need international support to scale up the efforts, because as you see now, there is a need for an unprecedented response, in as the situation has been described as unprecedented. So at the moment, this is what we are experiencing with Liberia.
Nora, do we have an updated number of the people who have already died in the country and the people that are infected?
The number continues to increase. Just last week, it was announced that 1,000+ Liberians have died. And every day, we understand that this number is being added up. And the World Health Organization, Medecins Sans Frontières, and other NGOs that are presently here are continuing to emphasize the need to respond more robustly, because they are predicting that if the response cannot be improved, if more health centers cannot be improved, within the next 3 weeks, we will be experiencing a situation of increased cases. For example, they said up to 1,000 new cases might emerge, is going to emerge.
Okay, Nora, we know that Friends of the US Liberia and 44 Liberian NGOs have developed and launched an NGO statement clearly stating the problems and urgent action from the international community with very clear, concrete demands. I was going to ask you, Nora, why did you launch that statement with so many organizations in the country? And what are the specific demands that you are asking for?
I think civil society within Liberia have a reason to be concerned about the rapid rate at which Liberia is continuing to experience the rise in the Ebola cases affected persons. Therefore, we felt the need to develop this statement as a way to kind of signal to the international community that you have to do something. You cannot just sit there and continue to and treat this as a national, or respond to this as though as it is just a national situation. This is becoming unprecedented, as everyone has said. It is unprecedented, meaning that the scale at which we are experiencing this crisis has never been before any other occurrence. So we are calling the international community to scale up their efforts. Civil society all over now in Liberia, in Monrovia, has started to work. And one of the ways we think, since Liberia as a country does not have the capacity technically, logistically, and they don't have the human capacity in factor for the situation, we are calling for the international community to look in those lines, to kind of invest into those areas so that the Ebola situation can be addressed in a more effective and rapid manner.
Okay, Nora, at the end of August, exactly on the 27th of August, we have already interviewed the executive director of the Foundation for Community Initiatives, Julie Ware. We talked at this moment about the community awareness and support team that had been launched by the Sustainable Development Institute, Friends of the Liberia, the Foundation for Community Initiatives, Save My Future, and Foundation Save My Future Foundation, and Social Entrepreneurs for Sustainable Development. This community awareness and support team was created to try to slow down and reverse the spread of Ebola in Liberia. It was an emergency initiative trying to get people with hygiene supplies, as for example disinfectants, soap, prevention kits. I would like to know how this initiative is going through. Nora, what is the evaluation that you can do of the work that you are doing with this initiative in the field?
Okay. This initiative is an effort of four organizations, as you name them. And we are an SDI, Sustainable Development Institute, is one of the organizations that is involved. And it's intended to work with rural communities. It's basically going to be held in four counties. Activities of this initiative are going to be held within 4 to 5 counties around Liberia. And those counties are, at the moment, low areas in which we're going to work, at the moment, low risk area. But it's very important that we start doing these activities so we don't experience the same problems we are experiencing in Monrovia now, so that we don't come to a point where we start, instead of preventing, we start trying to heal or to deal with cases. We want to avoid that. It's at the time now we need to come to ourselves and say, no, we can't we can't, you know, we have to be proactive. So it's a kind of proactive way to help deal with the Ebola situation within some rural areas in Liberia. So we basically have started distributing sanitation supplies in these communities, Clorox, for washing hands, buckets to be used for washing hands, soap to be used for washing hands. We're also distributing information flyers within these communities so that people are aware of the basic preventive measures that can be taken to help protect themselves against the Ebola disease. So we want people to be protected instead of people, we don't want people to come down and then we, the government or other NGOs then start to fight to respond to those situations, but rather the initiative is there to help people protect themselves and prevent themselves against the Ebola virus. So that's what we're doing basically in these counties. And we started doing that already within the first county. We visited several communities within those counties. And I tell you, the communities are welcome. I mean, they very much welcome the idea. In fact, we are one of the first organizations to go in these communities. The community have been very vulnerable and exposed. And this without our efforts to provide these things, they would have continued to be vulnerable and exposed. So I think this initiative is very worthwhile, it's very useful, and it's so far going so well.
Okay, Nora, we have known that the government has been unable to stop, of course, and to work good with this situation. It has been overwhelmed. But what do you think, as one of the NGOs which are directly involved in the fight against Ebola in the field, what do you think that the national and local governments could do much better to fight against this crisis?
I think one big part of it is coordination. I think coordination of the effort needs to improve. You know, that's one thing. And we see that the government is not very well coordinating. And we see some the way we view the activities like they're carrying it on in an ad hoc way. And I think instead of doing that, they need to be more effective in their coordination and be more proactive. Up to now, we only have like 3 health centers in Monrovia that cost only up to 240 persons, and that is not sufficient at all. We would have expected by now that the government is able to set up sufficient treatment centers to be able to respond to the rising cases, you know. But currently, that has not been done. And we think that it's due to the lack of, it's due to ineffective coordination and planning. So we think the government needs to improve in those aspects.
Okay, Nora, Friends of Yes International has also launched a campaign trying to get funds. So the different organizations which are working in the territories, which are working with the communities affected, could have more opportunities to get the important supplies for healthcare. How is it going? What can you say to us about this campaign or this work launched by Friends of Yes International, Nora?
Well, we wholeheartedly appreciate the effort by Friends of the Earth International and members organization, and we certainly think that every effort is needed at this moment. Every little help is needed at this moment, and we appreciate our friends out there who are in solidarity with us on this situation. This is not an ordinary situation, and it's not an easy one. And we cannot fight on our own. we need the support of our friends out there, and we appreciate the work and the effort that you guys are making to assist us in this life.
Okay, just the last thing from me, Nora. What is happening with the quarantine centers? Are the people still being asked, for example, to quarantine themselves in their homes? What is happening about that? And what is the situation in the quarantine centers? What is happening there exactly? What do you know about that?
The quarantine centers, there were two areas that were quarantined. One was in central Monrovia, and the other one was on the suburb of Monrovia. But they are all being open now. There is no more ban on them. So we initially experienced that, you know, the same way of managing the whole Ebola situation was not right. In regards to how the government carry out quarantine of these areas. For example, people didn't have food to eat, but in these areas were still closed down. People had no means to access basic things as water, as medication, and these places were still closed down. So, however, they have now been opening up, and people are moving about and doing their normal businesses. The reason for which this quarantine center was closed, according to the government, is that the infection rates in these areas were very high. But that wasn't an excuse, you know, for not providing the basic needs of those communities, you know, before quarantining them. But at least right now, things are stable within these areas. And according to health advice, is that these places can be open and things are going about normally now. But we think that before quarantining any community, the government will have to improve on how they do quarantine of communities. They have to improve on their plan.
Okay, Nora, would you like to add something to the interview? Maybe I didn't ask you something that you consider very important to strengthen before we end the chat.
I think I just want to lay emphasis on the need for the international community to recognize that Liberia, as a post-war country, is facing serious challenge in terms of how the Ebola situation is being managed. In fact, our health sector now has collapsed completely. And we are not just dealing with Ebola now, we are fighting a battle that involves so many other factors as a result of the broken down of our health sector. In fact, we are also facing some other economic challenges. Like, for example, flights are now being closed. We only have two flights coming into Liberia, and all of the other flights stopped coming. People cannot get out, people are stuck. And so we want the international community to kind of really join in and pay more attention to helping Liberia fight this situation. It's a serious challenge, and we are hoping that they can join in and that things don't get worse than what we are experiencing now. There's a need that is joining. We don't want a situation where the numbers of affected people and the number of deaths will continue to rise. Being a post-war country, we understand that these are challenges that we have to face, but we still think that with the assistance of and support, the situation can become better. So we really strongly need the international community to scale up their support.
Okay, it was Nora Boyer, Coordinator of Sustainable Development Institute, Friends of the Earth, Liberia. Nora, we really appreciate this conversation that we had with you. We want to once again pronounce our full solidarity from Real World Radio, from Friends of the Earth International, with the people of your country who are going through all this horrific crisis. Solidarity, Nora. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.